This is the Grant and Jimmy podcast. Here's Grant and Jimmy.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
There's no real reason to do this topic this morning other than I saw people talking about it online. Like, I saw quite a bit of chatter. I don't know. It was trending for some reason. And I thought it would be funny to bring this up this morning. It's songs that make you cry. You just hear them. And you can't help yourself. The waterworks turn on for whatever reason that song connects with you.
I've got two.
Yeah, this is one of them.
Because my world keeps turning and turning and turning.
This is one of Jimmy's.
This made me cry during the movie. Like, this is from Star is Born.
Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. And this, it was when she started singing this song.
This is when you cried?
Came. Oh, yeah. And then my friend Naomi was making fun of me.
You were crying.
I was like full. Yeah. It was
a sad movie. A really sad movie. So, yeah, this is Jimmy's. Oh, yeah. Sing it, Lady Gaga.
Like, it was full waterworks. Like, I had to go get a tissue.
Mine, I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing at you because I think mine is even more embarrassing. The songs that make you cry, make you tear up a little bit. Mine is so embarrassing. We'll get to it next. Cruise mornings, Grant and Jimmy. How's she going? Talking about songs that make you cry, make you tear up. Just, this was trending last night, and I was like, oh, we got to talk about this one. And they can be embarrassing sometimes. Like, I'll admit, mine is pretty embarrassing. I don't even want to tell you what it is, but this song gets me.
Piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old power.
Alan Jackson?
Really?
Come on, man.
Electric choke. A young boy.
It's two hands. It's nostalgia. He's singing about his dad. Letting him drive the boat. Letting him drive the truck. His childhood. I hear this song and I get so nostalgic.
Just a little late.
Right here. Right here.
But I was king of the ocean.
When daddy let me drive.
I told you it's embarrassing, but it happens. Cruise mornings with Grant and Jimmy, and we're talking about songs that make you cry. 780-989-0957. There was no reason. It was just trending, and we thought,
everybody needs a good cry
today. Yeah, everyone, sometimes you need a good cry. Can I just say, though, I'm having a Mandela effect this morning. I think I've realized this before, but I always forget. So Cats in the Cradle has come in a bunch.
Yeah.
Uncle Mikey texted it in. Not my uncle, just that's what he goes by on our text line. Daddy O'Trevor. There was a few people texted in Cats in the Cradle. Why? I always think that's a Cat Stevens song. Do you?
No.
No, you know that? I always think it's a Cat Stevens song in my head. I'm like, oh, Cat Stevens, Cats in the Cradle. I don't know if it's a word association, but if you look it up online, a lot of people are like, yeah, no, for years. And also, people think it might be because my generation were products of LimeWire. So,
oh, yeah.
When we, you know, first started downloading music, it was all labeled incorrectly. And so, a lot of times, Cats in the Cradle was labeled as a Cat Stevens song. And so, because of that, we all think that it was Cat Stevens. But it's not Cat Stevens. Even when I went on YouTube and I looked up Cats in the Cradle, it's titled Cat Stevens on the YouTube. It's not him. This is not Cat Stevens. This is kind of blowing my mind.
Yeah.
This is the song that Cat Stevens did that makes a lot of people cry. Father and Son, which is similar theme, I guess, too. Maybe that's, you know, maybe that's where the mistakes come from. The Mandela effect. You know what that is, though, Jimmy?
Yeah, when you believe something.
It's when everyone thinks something happened or something looks a certain way,
yes,
has a certain memory, and then you look and it's completely different. Like, you're a Star Wars nerd, for example. Everyone thinks it's Luke, I'm your father.
Yeah.
He never said that. It's no, I'm your father or whatever. That's a Mandela effect. There's a bunch of them. And the Cat Stevens one, I don't know if it's Mandela or if it's just a product of LimeWire, but gets me every time. Here's a good example of a Mandela effect. The Monopoly Man. Does he have a monocle?
Yeah.
Nope. He's never had one. He's never had a monocle. Even though people associate the monocle with the Monopoly Man when they dress up for Halloween.
Oh, he does.
He doesn't. They think it's either a Mandela effect or we get him confused with the peanut guy. But the Monopoly Man has never had a monocle. Mandela effect. Bruce Mornings with Grant. That's me and Jimmy. That's him. Sitting over there.
Yep.
And we're talking about the songs that make you cry this morning. Oh, yeah. Tears in Heaven.
Yeah.
Eric Clapton.
There's been a lot of crying this morning in this studio.
A lot of feelings being felt. We're letting it out. Yeah, this one's really sad, though, and the whole reason he wrote it, and yeah.
Yeah. And this song actually was in the movie Phenomenon with John Travolta.
Oh, John Travolta Phenomenon.
Was played in during his funeral.
Is that the one when he had a brain tumor?
And then he could, like, move stuff with his mind.
Yeah, he thought he was, but I don't think he actually was. It was all just in his head or something. Not to ruin a movie from 1996, but...
He really was moving stuff with his mind.
Was he, though? I thought it was all in his head.
Like, no, because everybody
found out at the end.
He found out at the end that it was a tumor, but he thought he would, like, saw, like, aliens.
Mm.
But it was a bright light.
Maybe I'm confusing it with A Beautiful Mind.
Maybe.
That was all in his head. Not to spoil these 90s movies, but... And then, of course...
Love you.
This had to come in. Does the Bodyguard make you cry, Jimmy? That's what this was for, right?
Yeah. Not really, but if this song doesn't bring a tear to your eye, you have no feelings.
We listen to a lot of Whitney Houston in our house. Laura's a huge fan of Whitney Houston, so she's six and she just loves Whitney. So this is on... Just somebody dance with somebody, her cover of Higher Love. But yeah, this one, Jimmy,
we both know
gets you in the feels.
This is Cruise Sports.
So I want to talk about Austin Matthews quickly.
Okay.
He did not score his 70th goal last night, but I want to throw this out there. Do you think he purposely only scored 69 goals? He seems like the type of guy that would hit 69, go, nice. And then just, he would want that on his career.
No, I don't know if that would, I don't know if that's
2024 season, he scored 69 goals.
That's a you thing. I could see you doing.
Austin Matthews, look, he would do it.
I could see you doing that.
Do you know anything about Austin Matthews?
He was trying for the 70th
goal. He's a joker.
No, that's totally you, Grant.
I would put money on that he stopped at 69 and intentionally did not score 70 last night. These mornings with Grant and Jimmy. So Toronto police have named 9 suspects in the gold heist case. I'd forgotten about this case. Did you remember when you saw that one, Jimmy?
No.
No, it's, well, it was huge.
But you know me, there was a terrorist act outside the bar I was at, and yeah. I didn't know about it.
He literally had no idea. So it was 1 year ago. They'd celebrated, or I don't know if you celebrate this anniversary, but it was the 1 year anniversary of the largest gold theft in Canadian history. $22.5 million in gold and cash were stolen from Toronto's Pearson Airport a year ago. So it had come to Canada from Switzerland. The Swiss sent us a bunch of gold in an Air Canada plane, and it had been offloaded to a cargo facility. The suspects presented Air Canada personnel at the cargo facility with like a fake cargo bill saying, hey, we're here to pick that shipment up. And just like that, they loaded it onto a truck and drove away with a truck full of gold and cash. $22.5 million goes missing.
Oh, that's insane.
So the investigation to find it's been ongoing, and it's been quite intense. I guess when that much money goes missing, they make it a priority to track it down.
Yeah.
There might be a bit of pressure to find their missing truck of gold. So the investigation's been ongoing. They haven't found any of the gold because they think that the criminals melted it down and then sold it and used the money to buy illegal guns for a firearms trafficking operation. Because in the raids looking for it, they seized a whole bunch of weapons and they think that's what was going on. This is a crazy story. Imagine being the investigators on this. You got a shipment of gold and money, cash, that's flown into Toronto. Someone comes up with a fake cargo bill, drives away with it, and it just disappears. And then you got to track it down. And they're doing all these raids throughout Canada and the United States. Two of the guys worked for Air Canada in the cargo facility. So it was an inside job. They say it's all organized crime. A wild story. Even the investigators mentioned during their press conference yesterday that it's probably going to be a Netflix series someday.
It sounds like a movie or a series.
We're aware that this is going to be on Netflix someday. Maybe there's also added pressure for them to do a good job because they know that Netflix will someday, Denzel Washington will be portraying one of you. Al Pacino is going to be playing one of you, so do a good job.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
So Donald Trump's in court this week. He's got a big court case, historic, and his legal team is mad because somebody that was in the courtroom during his trial claimed that he fell asleep at one point during the trial. Claims that he was dozing off, falling asleep, and he's mad about it. Him and his team have denied that he fell asleep during the trial. Here's my question. Why is it so embarrassing to get caught sleeping? I think that's a universal thing. When people fall asleep, let's say you're watching a movie and you fall asleep and someone wakes you up, the first instinct is to always deny it. No, I wasn't. No, you're sleeping. I wasn't sleeping. Immediately. I just closed my eyes for a second. Why do we get so defensive? So when I saw that story, A, that Trump fell asleep during his trial, I don't blame him. He's 77 years old, almost 78. My grandpa used to fall asleep pretty much everywhere. It was an amazing skill to have. So, of course, anyone that age is going to fall asleep during a full day of trials. And then, B, I wasn't surprised to see him deny it because we would all do the same thing. We would all deny it. Because for some reason, sleeping is embarrassing. I was resting my eyes. How dare you accuse me of doing something that I need to do to stay alive?
Talking about how embarrassing it is when you fall asleep.
Whatever, watching movies or whatever. Somebody wakes you up, you're always like, no, I wasn't sleeping. No, never. I never sleep. A great example of that is when we went to Vegas to see Metallica. And concerts going on. It's Metallica. And Jimmy was sleeping next to me.
And yeah, I was full of. And then you woke me up.
Because he was snoring. And I was like, we came to Vegas to see Metallica. He probably wants to see some of this. So I nudged him. I said, hey, Jimmy, wake up.
I was so mad at you.
And he was raging. Like it was the worst thing I had ever done.
I blamed you that I fell asleep. And like I remember that. And
yeah.
But in my defense, that was day three of us drinking.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on, obviously, in Vegas. But it's still funny how it was like the worst thing I had ever done to you was to nudge you and go, hey, man, we came to Vegas to see Metallica.
But you were also
I took a picture. I had to take a selfie, of course. I had to take a picture.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Don't fall asleep on me, Jimmy.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
So Andor season two, there's been a bit of an update, as we probably know, because I don't know if we've talked about it on this show, but I love talking about it.
Andor is the one I really liked, actually.
Andor season two, they finished filming back in February. They're hoping to have it on Disney Plus by the end of 2024 or early 2025. For those of you who don't know, Andor is based on, it's kind of a build-up to...
It's like after Rogue One, right?
It leads up to Rogue
Leading
One.
Leading up to Rogue
it,
One.
It leads
oh, okay.
up to Rogue One.
Yeah.
So season one was 1 year, and season two is actually going to cover 4 years.
Okay.
So they're just working on, you know, the post-production, the special effects, all that kind of stuff. But the guy who ran it, who's the Tony Gilroy, said this is the most important work. This is the most important work that he's ever done.
Okay, let's not get carried away. You're making a Star Wars TV show.
Okay,
but you're not changing the world.
No, but that of all the projects he's done over the years, like he's known for the Bourne movies, Bourne Identity, Bourne Supremacy, Bourne Legacy. All of those, and he actually did Rogue One as well.
Okay.
So he's quite excited that he's being able to tell this story. Because I don't know if you remember from the first one, he did such a good job in the first one, like with Easter eggs and little clips and tidbits.
I didn't watch your podcast,
nerds.
So I missed all those. Yeah.
You missed what?
All those little Easter eggs and stuff.
Yeah,
you always point them out during your podcast.
Yes, the Easter eggs are the most important things.
I unfortunately have this problem where I cannot watch your podcast or I will hurt myself. When is this Andor coming out? Andor season 2? 2030?
It's supposed to be coming out at the end of this year or
okay.
early 2025.
Not that far away.
So it's Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Do you think smoking is going to disappear ever, Jimmy? Like fully just go away smoking cigarettes?
To be honest, I kind of hope so.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
I think naturally it would. Like I know, let's say for example, when I play ball, it used to be when I would play slow pitch, 95% of the team was going for smoke breaks. Now you see like one or two people, that's kind of it. But I think that the rules, like government's trying to make it go away, is going to have the opposite effect.
Yeah, because people that shame people, like shame people that smoke or vape. Or,
but when they try to put rules in place, I think then, it makes people want to do it more. Just
We're not allowed to, and then all of a sudden teenagers are going to start.
So in the UK this week, they passed a bill that will make it illegal to sell cigarettes to anyone born after January 1st, 2009. They say it's going to make the first smoke-free generation in Britain. I say it's going to make young people want to do it more, but maybe I'm just being silly. New Zealand was the first place to try this. So this exact ban, not selling cigarettes to anyone born after 2009, New Zealand was going to do it, but they actually got rid of that rule. So they scrapped it. And this is, they realized how many tax dollars they were going to lose out on. Serious.
Yeah, that's the only reason why they haven't banned it here.
They just raised the prices again in the budget this week. So a carton's going to be $4 more expensive. But seriously, they scrapped the ban on smoking and are going to use the money from cigarettes to fund tax cuts for everyone else, is what they said. So they're taking all the taxes from cigarettes. They're going to give them back to the New Zealand people. We'll see how this works in the UK. Maybe I'm being silly, like I said. But I do think there is something to telling people, especially the government, telling people they're not allowed to do something that makes them want to do it more.
Because that's human nature. We've always done that. Don't touch that stove.
Gonna touch
the stove.
Everyone does it. Don't smoke, Jimmy. Jimmy's smoking again.
Jimmy, you drink too much.
I'll show you. Let them
That's
make their
not
own.
Too much. I'll show you too much.
Let them make their own decisions. No, it didn't take long for this to happen. The Ford Bronco from OJ's infamous police chase is going to be sold soon. How long have they been waiting, holding on to it, just waiting for him to die so that they could cash in on it, hey? Like, you know, he died a week ago. And they're already like, all right, his Bronco's going to be sold. Let's make some money on this. It's two of Al Cowlin,
who he was driving the Bronco during the chase, and it was actually his Bronco. So two of his friends and then OJ's former agent own it. So,
oh, wow.
So the three of them bought it for $700,000, and they are hoping to sell it for at least $1.5 million. It's currently in a museum, so they own it, but they're like allowing it to be displayed in a museum. But if you're rich and you buy O.J. Simpson's white Bronco, you have to drive it, don't you? Like, if I'm rich enough to buy that,
I'm never mind to just drive it. Have a police chase in it.
You'd probably live in it, Jimmy. Because you couldn't drive it anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't have a license.
I just park it in the parking lot here and just sleep in it. Sleep.
If you have the money, you've always wanted a white Bronco. There's one going for sale soon. Cruise FM. So the sons of John Lennon and Paul McCartney have teamed up for a new song. This is it.
On Primrose Hill.
It's called Primrose Hill. It's a folk song. It's okay.
I saw a picture of them. Man, they look like their dads.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of wild how much they look like their fathers. Like, you can look at them and be like, okay, that's John Lennon. That's Paul McCartney.
Yo,
that's Yoko Ono.
In the younger days, it totally looks like them. If they had the bowl haircut.
I've seen a few sons of famous people kind of do this recently, or like Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings' grandsons just got together to recreate the Highwaymen. I saw Willie Nelson's son performing as well. So
yeah,
it's been a thing recently.
But I know when we talk about sons doing a song, because it was brought up earlier on the show that Wolfgang Van Halen,
yeah,
he did that song about his dad.
But he's not doing a Van Halen thing either, though. He's doing his own thing,
yeah.
Wolfgang. Like, he won't, yeah. It is wild how much these two look like John and Paul.
It's crazy, yeah.
James McCartney and Sean Ono Lennon. One thing, though, that I did notice is how much James McCartney is balding. Like, he looks like Paul McCartney, but balding. Which makes me think, is Paul wearing a toupee? Huh?
Maybe.
Possible. Very possible. Cruise Mornings, Grant and Jimmy. I saw this story from Calgary about a coffee shop there that was doing a pay what you can for coffee, for drip coffee. I thought that was a great idea because I think most people will pay for what your coffee's worth anyways. Like, I think the majority of people aren't going to rip you off, but when it feels like your idea, you might be even a little more generous. And you're like, pay what I can. I can pay $4 for this cup of coffee. The cost of beverages is crazy, too. So yeah. I like this idea. Have you ordered pop in a restaurant lately? I guess not. Because
no.
You only go to bars.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Jimmy's not down at the Olive Garden.
Yeah, I'm not a guy that goes to a restaurant to eat and orders.
You don't eat. When was the last time you actually went to a restaurant? Not talking about a bar or a pub. You just went out for a meal.
I went to BP's.
No,
but
you went there to watch a hockey game.
No,
and you drank.
No, I actually went with a friend and had lunch. But I had beer. But
well, yeah, when was the last time you just decided to go out for a nice meal? Probably a long time.
Last time my mom was in town.
Yeah. So years ago.
No, it wasn't quite.
It was a long time ago.
No, I just don't tell you when my mom's coming to town.
Usually she calls.
No, she doesn't.
It is crazy. Like, we were at a restaurant. And I was like, I'm going to get a pop. It was like $5 for a fountain pop. It's nuts. Nuts. The other beverage-related thing I had was, if you have McDonald's stickers, they are now completely worthless. So you know the ones that you peel off your coffee and put on the cardboard thing? They switched it over to the app a while ago, but they were still accepting the stickers. I guess they're not doing that anymore. So if you have a pile of those stickers in your car, those cardboard things with the stickers all on them, you can get rid of them. It's time to let them go. They are now worth nothing.
That's the end of our podcast, Jimmy.
You can listen to our show tomorrow.
Catch us live every morning on 95.7 Cruise FM.